Hey, babe. I thought you had a really busy day today. I'm surprised to hear from you. No, it's a good surprise. Okay, normally I do hate surprises, but it's always nice to hear your voice. Why are you being so quiet? I know you're at the office, but why do you want to be so quiet? Oh, that's why you're being quiet. You're being a little sneaky at work. So that's why you called. You're so bad. You complained all weekend about the amount of stuff you had to get through this week, and now you're in your office chair, definitely not working. Yeah, I don't mind, though. It's kind of nice knowing you got so excited just thinking about me. Okay, how come when I do this kind of thing, you get to put me in my place, but when you do it, it's fine? That's not fair. Yes, I guess you're right. Those are the rules. You are in charge most of the time, at work and at home. You're what? Yeah, I could sense this morning that you were feeling a bit drained. Are things at work really that bad? Oh, baby. I wish I could make you feel better. I'm sorry, it's been so... What do you mean I can? How can I help from here? Well, yeah. And when you get home, I'll... Oh. You mean right now? Aren't you worried someone will hear you? Well, it is a really fun idea. We haven't been this spontaneous in a while. Okay, well, I don't know if it helps your situation over there, but I was just thinking about last night. Yeah, I've still got some souvenirs. Little red marks. I kind of like them. Why? I don't know. It just reminds me of you. I like that we're both at work right now, talking like this. And no one knows what you were doing with me last night. No one knows just how things can get between us. Yeah, like, none of my coworkers know that my clothes are hiding evidence of how much fun we have when we're together. When things get intense. It's like a fun little secret. I was lying there this morning after you left, just looking at the marks. It's fun and all, but it also makes me feel closer to you somehow. Is that silly? Okay, good. And what about those marks on you? I was worried I hurt you a little last night. My nails are kind of sharp. But I love thinking about those red lines on your back, under your shirt today at work. Yeah, no one in your office knows what you really like, do they? Only I do. I like being the one who brings that out in you. So, what are you doing right now? Where are you exactly? In your office? At your desk? Is the door locked? Yeah, good. If you're going to take a little break, you need some privacy. What am I doing? I was on my lunch break. I just popped over to the deli to grab something. I was just about to go back inside when you called and... Oh, you do you? That's what you want? You want us both to have a little fun right where we are? Well, yeah. But you're in your office. That's way easier to hide than me in my car. Yeah. Okay. Good thing I'm wearing a skirt today. Yeah. I want you to just tell me what to do. Right here in the car. In the parking garage. And I'll do it. Maybe you can just listen. And if your hands start wandering a little, well, at least you locked the door, right? Okay, let me just get comfy. Hang on. Oh my God, this is kind of exciting. My heart is racing a little already. Okay, I'm ready. What am I wearing? The black skirt and that red top you like. Yeah, that one. Yes, sir. I know the rules by now. Okay. Sometimes I like to be a little mischievous. Test your patience a little. Press your buttons. Oh, come on. Don't act like you don't like it when I do that. But I'll listen this time, I promise. This is fun, and I only have another 10 minutes before I have to go in. Yes, baby. I'll do whatever you say, exactly how you say it. And I won't... Not until you say I can. Yeah, I want to. I like that you can listen to me being bad for you in the car. What should I do first? Yeah, I'll do whatever you want me to. Just tell me what to do, baby. You know I like it when you do that. It's so exciting to be doing this while we're supposed to be working. I love being bad for you. Yeah? I'm just teasing myself a little through my panties now. It feels so good. Are you teasing yourself too, baby? Yeah? Are you going to punish me when you get home for being so naughty in my car? Tell me how you feel right now. Are you nice and hard, stroking that perfect cock for me? Yeah, I like that. Thinking about last night, your hands on my head while I was on my knees for you, guiding me, forcing me to take more of you into my mouth. I love when you take control like that. Your dick is so perfect, baby. I love it. How many times did you edge me last night? Four. It was so hard to keep going for you, but it was so good. I was so desperate to come. It feels so good teasing myself now thinking about that. What? Maybe you should edge me again right now. No, baby, please. I only have 10 minutes and I really need this. You really need this. Yeah, good. I want us to come together. It feels so good teasing my pussy like this in my car. It's so bad. Anyone could walk by and see what I'm doing. I like it. I like being naughty for you. I wish I was there with you. I love those little moans you make while I suck on your cock. Am I good at that, baby? You like when I suck on it and take it deep into my mouth? Tell me how hard you are and what you're doing right now listening to me. That is so hot, baby. Keep going. I want to keep going. Just like that. Maybe you can spit in your hand a little. Get yourself nice and wet for me. Yes, baby. Please. Think about how warm and wet my pussy feels right now. And how badly I want you to be pushing deep inside me. Yeah, keep going. Oh, fuck, it feels so good. Thrusting my fingers deep inside myself. Listening to you trying to keep quiet at your desk. This is so hot.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.